Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Psalms 90 to 95. Psalm 90's superscription attributes it to Moses, and its content bears that out. This is a man who watched an entire generation, nearly 2 million people, die in the wilderness over 40 years because of their unbelief, Numbers 32:13, and his meditation on human frailty carries the weight of that memory. You sweep people away in the sleep of death. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. To 6. Moses does not soften God's wrath in this psalm. We finish our years with a moan. Who knows the power of your anger? 9:11. But his complaint resolves into one of the most quoted requests in all of Scripture. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. 12. This is not a request for a longer life. It is a request for clearer sight, an honest accounting of how few days any of us actually has, offered not to produce despair, but to produce wisdom about how those days ought to be spent. Psalm 91 promises sweeping protection to those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, 91:1, protection from terror, pestilence, and disaster, so complete that it is precisely this psalm Satan quoted, twisting it, when he tempted Jesus to throw himself from the temple and test God's promise of angelic protection, Matthew 4:6. Jesus' refusal is instructive. This psalm was never meant as a blank check against every hardship a believer might choose to court, but as an assurance that no hardship touches God's people apart from his sovereign purpose. Paul's own thorn in the flesh left unremoved despite three specific requests, 2 Corinthians 12:8-9, and Lazarus's death, which Jesus deliberately delayed rather than prevented, John 11:4, both testify that God's protective care and the absence of all suffering are not the same promise. The chapter closes with Psalm 95, which begins as an exuberant call to worship. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, 95:1, and pivots, without warning, into a sober warning drawn from Israel's own history. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, where your ancestors tested and tried me, 95:7-9. The writer of Hebrews quotes this warning at length twice, arguing that the wilderness generation's failure to enter God's rest came not from a lack of miracles witnessed, but from unbelief that refused to trust what those miracles had already shown them, Hebrews 3:16-19. Worship and warning, in this psalm, are not opposites. They are two halves of the same address, to a people who have seen enough of God's faithfulness that unbelief, at this point, would be inexcusable. Thank you for spending this time in Psalms 90 to 95. Until next time, keep treasuring the Word.